Israel's defence minister, Benny Gantz, has vowed more attacks on Palestinian militant groups in Gaza to bring what he describes as total long-term quiet before considering a ceasefire. The minister was speaking in the southern city of Ascalon, which has been hit by Palestinian rocket fire. Reports from Gaza say 49 people were killed in the attacks there overnight. Six people died in Israel. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he's gravely concerned by the ongoing violence. The Security Council meets in less than an hour's time in emergency session to discuss the escalation in the exchanges. There were intensive exchanges last night with Hamas targeting Tel Aviv with rocket attacks and hundreds of airstrikes by the Israeli Defence Forces on Gaza. It's the heaviest fighting between Israel and Hamas since 2014. In a moment, we'll be talking to Israel's ambassador to Ireland. But first, let's hear from Fadi Hanouna, who's a journalist based in Gaza. He's been telling me what happened there overnight.
During over the night and this morning only, more than 500 Israeli airstrikes in Gaza City. They destroyed all the government buildings, all the police station in Gaza. They destroyed all the police station in Gaza. And some homes, 45 get killed. 12 of them are children, 4 of them are women, and 300 are injured. Between 6 a.m. and 6:30, more than 200 Israeli airstrikes in half minute, in half hour, sorry.
What is the situation like at the moment? What sort of conditions are people living under?
The situation now is very difficult and complicated. After the airstrike this morning, electricity went off, internet is off, no one in the street. And also, you know, I need to inform you that about something about the health system in Gaza. The health system already destroyed before the pandemic, and now with the pandemic and now with the escalation, they can't treat all of these people.
What's the situation in relation to food and those sort of essentials?
We have many problems before COVID, before the escalation. We don't have electricity 24 hours. We don't have clean water to drink. We are facing many problems. It's not easy to anyone to leave Gaza, even for the treatment. For example, during this escalation, Israel decided to close the Erez crossing between Gaza and Israel and Jerusalem and Ramallah. Okay, you know what they did now? A lot of cancer patients can't leave for their treatment in Jerusalem.
Does Hamas have support on the ground in Gaza? Do people support?
Yeah, actually, Hamas have their member. Hamas have support, yes, but not everyone supported Hamas. But what I can see on the ground this time, you know, not everyone, and you know, people not they are not against Hamas this time, because what happened in Jerusalem, you know, it was terrible.
Fadi Hanouna speaking to us a little while ago from the Gaza Strip. Well, we're joined here in studio by Ofir Kariv, who's the Israeli ambassador to Ireland. Ambassador, you're very welcome to the programme and thank you for coming in to talk to us. Now, you were summoned in, if that's the word, to the Department of Foreign Affairs yesterday, and it's reported that the minister, Simon Coveney, said that civilian casualties were completely unacceptable. Israel, it's believed he told you, has a duty to protect civilians and comply with international law. He also condemned the firing of rockets from Gaza into Israel. How does Israel justify civilian casualties on this sort of scale?
Israel never targets civilians. What we are seeing here is a fully pledged terrorist attack by Hamas on Israeli population center on major metropolitan areas in Israel that started Monday afternoon. We see barges of, by now, more than 1,000 rockets being fired at Israeli civilians, at Israeli cities, with casualties, with wounded people. I think any attempt to tie this terrorist attack, this wild terrorist attack by Hamas, to anything else, just plays into the hand of terrorists. This is not nothing that happened in Jerusalem or any place. This is the reason for this barrage of rockets.
You say Israel doesn't target civilians, but the Geneva Convention specifically says that parties to a conflict, and I quote, must at all times distinguish between the civilian population and combatants. Now, where's the evidence that Israel has made that distinction between those who are civilians, entirely innocent of any participation in conflict, and those who are combatants?
The vast majority of people killed in Gaza are Hamas terrorists and Hamas members. Unfortunately, sometimes, especially in dense populated areas like Gaza, some others are going in harm's way. Israel is doing it at its utmost to ensure that only terrorists are being targeted. There's another important issue that, just important here that has to do with civilians. Around 30% of the rockets fired by Hamas and the Islamic Jihad fall inside Gaza itself. And we know for sure that quite a few casualties there, including children, were killed by the fire of Hamas and Gaza and the Islamic Jihad.
But 49 dead overnight, it's reported from Gaza. And we just heard from Fadi there, 12 of those were children, 4 of those were women. So how can you say that, how can you know that most of those who are casualties are Hamas?
We know exactly who we target. The Israeli...
Do you know who you kill, Ambassador?
Usually, yes. Not always. Again, it's very complicated. And I think this is where we see the double war crime of Hamas and the outcomes of the double war crime of Hamas, which first fires at indiscriminately at Israeli population, civil population centers, and at the same time uses its own population as... shields, as human shields, and hides behind it.
But we know,
the finger should be pointed then, because this is a criminal.
Okay, but I think you'd accept you're here to account for the actions of Israel, and we know that Gaza is one of the most crowded places on the planet. 2 million people in an area smaller than the size of County Louth, and if you launch attacks on this sort of scale, on the sort of buildings, and people will have seen the images of these buildings being collapsed, it's inevitable, isn't it, that there will be significant civilian casualties.
I've been speaking this morning and last night with my family back in Israel, with my son that had to go in and out of the safe room, with my wife and son that had to go to rush for safety at 3 o'clock in the morning because of incoming rockets. Israel is obliged to protect its own citizens. It does so in very difficult circumstances. As you say, Hamas is using, as I said, Hamas is using the Palestinians as human shields. We have to find a way to defend, and this is what we do.
Yeah,
but we are defending our citizens, but trying to minimize as much as possible the civilian casualties on the other side. Difficult to say, but those questions have to go to the Palestinian side.
But Ambassador, nobody would want to see a family terrorized in the way you've described your own family's experience. But your family has a safe room to go to. There are no shelters in Gaza. There's nowhere for people to hide.
My family has a safe room to rush to because my government uses its resources to defend our citizens. If you take all the resources that came into Gaza in the last years, including building materials, tons, thousands of tons of cement and building materials, and Hamas, who runs the Gaza Strip, put those into attack tunnels instead of defending its own citizens, this is the result.
Yeah, but those materials are now blockaded. There is no access to concrete and other materials like that.
A lot of those materials, huge quantities of those materials have been coming into Gaza in the last years. And there's until the fighting started, there was ongoing transfer of all kinds of materials and supplies into Gaza. It's important to understand, Israel does realize and acknowledges the humanitarian situation in Gaza. And it is our essential interest to try and alleviate the hardships there. But we must first and foremost defend our citizens.
I suppose the question for those living under these attacks and the threat of these attacks on both sides is, how long is this going to go on for? And your own defense minister, Benny Gantz, has been suggesting it could go on for some time yet. You're not interested in a ceasefire.
We are interested in getting to a long-term calm and to ensure that once peace and quiet is achieved, it will last for for a long period as possible. And we are committed to that.
And in the meantime, how long will these attacks continue? At what point will you decide reached this stage?
Hamas, nobody wanted to go, at least on the Israeli side, nobody wanted to come to this stage.
Right. So what?
Hamas keeps escalating, and we have to make sure it cannot escalate anymore, and that it doesn't, and even when there is a calm achieved, then we don't face the same thing again in a week or two.
It's just that your policy up to this has singularly failed. Despite the blockades, despite the attempt to stop material getting through to Gaza, Hamas seemed to have had no significant, suffered no significant reduction in their capacity to launch these rockets.
Hamas is hijacking and abusing every piece of resource, every kind of resource, every piece of equipment, every gram of materials that comes into Gaza, and harness it to its terrorist activities. And this is why you see, this one of the reasons why you see its capabilities on the one hand and the poor humanitarian situation in which the Gazan, the average Gazan, right, is in.
Mediation, at what point is Israel open to some sort of mediation? The Egyptians, for example, trying to broker some kind of ceasefire?
Well, the Egyptians, others are trying, they're working on it. We'll have to see how it proceeds. We're in the middle of it. It's a bit difficult for me right now to assess where and when, I mean, to what extent and when we see any results.
But I mean, it's an old adage that you don't start a war unless you have some idea of how it's going to end. Does Israel at this stage have any strategy for ending this conflict?
The main goal of Israel is to reach quiet, to reach calm, and to reach peace that is long-lasting. And this is where all our operations and all our activities are aimed to.
Right. And this UN Security Council meeting due to begin, I think, in not much more than half an hour from now, could that play a role?
Well, I think the Security Council should be very clear in its condemnation of the terrorist attacks by Hamas and the firing of rockets by Hamas at Israeli civilian centers. And the Security Council should present a unified front against the Hamas terrorism. I think this should be the positive contribution of it.
All right, we'll leave it there. Ambassador Ophir Kariv, Israeli ambassador to Ireland, thanks for talking to us here.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.